AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Lyle Cameron's officially unveiled by Rangers as they chase Max Ahrens and Kwame Poku. Kilmarnock complete the signings of Greg Kilty and Jack Thompson, and Jamaica international Richard King signs for St Mirren. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Ross McCormack, and it looks as if the transfer window is starting to heat up a bit, Ross.
It certainly is, Andrew. I think the main thing for a lot of clubs was to get the manager in place. Now all the Premiership clubs have their manager in place. I think you'll start to see domino effect now and players start to move clubs.
Clubs back in training as well. Not actually too long until the competitive action starts. The 12th of July is when the Premier Sports Cup group stages start. There's European qualifiers for teams coming up not long after that as well. So teams will really have to start getting their business done in the next couple of weeks, won't they?
Yeah, do you know what? It's crazy. As an ex-footballer, I was always used to probably 5 or 6 weeks off playing in the English Championship in the summer, but these days, you look at the professionals now, you're 3-4 weeks maximum off. It's not enough. The body needs a lot more rest than that. So hopefully everyone can come through pre-season unscathed.
I think it's even less than that for some players, because we've had international football in front of us on the TV. We've got Fluminense against Borussia Dortmund in the Club World Cup. I'm not sure if it's something that you've been taking much notice of so far.
No, to be honest, I think as soon as I seen Bayern Munich beat someone 10-0, I sort of switched off. But these are the top elite pros, so they can't really complain too much about not having too much time off.
Well, let's hear from you. 0141-951-1025. Maybe it's one of the stories of the day that you want to get your teeth into. We want to hear from you. Or maybe it's something completely different that's been on your mind that you want to bring up. Maybe you want to ask Ross McCormack about a specific thing that's on your mind. 0141-951-1025. Rangers fans, we've seen Lyle Cameron is officially in the door. We knew back in February that he'd signed that pre-contract to come in from Dundee. How do you feel that you've now seen him there with a scarf above his head? What do you think of Max Ahrens, Kwame Poku, two players that are heavily linked with a move to Ibrox? How do you feel that the squad would be shaping up, and what does that mean for the transfer business if those two players do come in? Maybe you're a Celtic fan that's interested in some of the business that is likely to happen, that you want to happen. We had some discussion yesterday about Nicholas Kuhn, the fact that £15 million, would that be the type of fee that you'd be looking for him this summer? 0141-951-1025. Couple of signings for Kilmarnock, one for St Mirren as well. So 0141-951-1025. And if that's not enough as well, all this week, if you get onto the show and make a point, you'll go into the draw to win a pair of club badges for Ayr Race Courses race day this summer, which is happening this Saturday, actually, on the 21st of June. So what an opportunity that is to get a nice plan for this weekend. There are 7 races. JLS's Marvin Humes will be on the decks as well. And if you don't want the tickets, I'm sure you'll be able to find someone to give them away to. Or you can buy them yourself at air-racecourse.co.uk. 0141-951-1025 on the phones. Why don't we go straight to the phones? John is a Celtic fan in Coatbridge. John, how are you?
Hi, Andrew. Hi, Ross. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, not
good,
bad.
Thank you.
I've been trying to get this on for a couple of weeks, Ross, especially you, obviously, with the ex-footballer. I think Celtic, it's a must to go and get Lennon Miller. I think he would thrive under Brendan Rodgers. I just wonder what you think, Ross.
I totally agree with you. I've said it for quite a while that I think he'd be perfect in Celtic's midfield, but from all the noises that I've heard, sort of people who are sort of in around Motherwell and all that, seems to be that he's going to be going abroad. And to be honest with you, it's hard to blame the kid when he sees the success your Lewis Ferguson's, McTominay's, Billy Gilmore's are having over in Serie A. He might just want a piece of that and sort of get out of the limelight, which Glasgow would bring. But for me, I totally agree with you, John. He'd be absolutely tremendous for Celtic.
Where does he fit into Celtic's midfield for you, John?
I think obviously I don't know if he'd play every week, but I think you'll see the best angles this year. And obviously Cam's come, I think McGregor's got another couple of years, but obviously Lennon Miller's only 18, so he's got years ahead of him, and I think he could maybe take over for Callum McGregor, because he's got that, he's a box to box player as well. Obviously he can do it, he's quite good at the defending side of the game too. But I just think, I mean, I think he would thrive under Brendan Rodgers. So he would win. But another point, Ross, I was saying to the
I'll put that to Ross, and then we'll come back in for your very next point, John. John's saying there that, you know, he doesn't think Lennon Miller would start every week or play every week for Celtic at the moment. How much do you think that's going to come into Lennon Miller's thinking when, you know, it certainly looks as if he's going to leave Motherwell this summer? I don't think we're speaking out of turn. If he is choosing a club, how much of that do you think will come down to game time? Because he's already played so much football as an 18-year-old. It's not as if he's been in and out the team. He's been basically Motherwell's star man last season. Is he going to want to go somewhere where he's going to be a rotation option?
Yeah, listen, no player can go to any club in the world and be guaranteed to start. That's just impossible. That doesn't happen. But what he will be looking at, and what John said there, that's a big, big problem for Celtic if they do want him, because he'll be looking at that thinking Hatate's in there, who for me is Celtic's probably one of the most influential players when he's at it. Callum McGregor's the captain. And then the other one is Ingles, who, by the way, I would favour Lennon Miller over. But they paid £11 million for him. So is he going to get into that midfield right away? Probably not. And I think that's the reason why Lennon Miller would not choose Celtic.
John, just on Ross's point there, would Lennon Miller start over Arne Engels for you? You were saying that you feel he's got a big season ahead. Is he someone that Celtic, you feel, will be building the team around?
Well, I think I don't agree with Ross as well. I wouldn't sort of say no, he won't start over Arne Engels. But as Ross said, I think that's who we missed the Scottish Cup final, Hatate. Hatate's got the drive forward for Celtic, and I think, would you call it, but unfortunately, Ross, I think Hatate will leave Celtic this summer. I think he'll go, which I hope he doesn't, but I think he will. So there'd be a space here as well, you know what I mean?
John, what was your next point you wanted to make?
I always just talk about Andy Robertson coming back, you know what I mean? But I seen the day, I was saying to the producer, I seen the apparently Atletico Madrid are wanting to buy him because it's the last year of his contract. But I think it'd be a great thing for Celtic. Robertson left back and Tierney left centre back, you know what I mean? I think it'd be absolutely fantastic if we could get him.
Yeah, Andy Robertson has spoken openly about the fact that he's a big Celtic fan, that, you know, he does think regularly about the fact that he would want to play for the club one day. Does it seem a bit early at the moment? Could you see him going into Celtic at the moment, Ross, or do you think that seems a bit far-fetched at the moment and it might be something for further down the line?
Well, what do you mean by early? What age is Andy now?
He'll be, I think, 31 now.
31, so if he did see out the final year, he'll be 32. Personally, I can't see it, but if you remember, I think for the last couple of weeks I've been saying that, you know, Kieran Tierney could play left centre-half for Celtic if they were going to keep Greg Taylor. Although Andy obviously would love to come back and play for Celtic, I can't see that happening, to be honest.
Not at all, or just not for now?
I'm going to say not at all, because I think Kieran Tierney is going to stay there for years and years.
But then could you see the two of them, as they've done for Scotland, playing together? Could you not see that happening? Unless, would Celtic have the change system? Would it have to be a back three with Tierney as a left centre-back?
I risk contradicting myself when I say this, but I think Kieran Tierney's best position is left-back. But I think if needs must, you know, a game here and there, he can go into centre-back and play in there. But I don't think Kieran would want to do that for a full season. And that's why I don't think someone of the calibre of Andy Robertson would be brought to the club.
The fact that he's been linked with Atletico Madrid at the moment, John, do you feel he's within Celtic's reach at the moment, or do you feel that is one potentially for the future?
Well, I don't want it to be like a Roy Keane scenario, not I mean, coming when he's finished, not I mean. So obviously, if he'd come next year, 32, he'd probably still have 2 or 3 years left in him. But see, the thing is, Ross, what you're saying, I know what you're saying about Kieran Tierney, but Kieran Tierney doesn't play left back for Scotland. When he plays with Scotland, he does play left centre back, not I mean.
Yeah, well, that's in a back three. It's a different sort of formation, although it's a similar sort of position. Would Brendan Rodgers change his full philosophy and formation to bring Andy Robertson in and have Kieran Tierney left of a back three when they're probably struggling at the minute to have two centre-halves, never mind three.
John brings up a good point when he talks about, you know, Roy Keane going to Celtic. There's maybe that balance to strike that you see sometimes with players going to, whether it's, you know, returning to the club that they came through at or going to, you know, play for the club they've always supported, that they obviously will have had a great career, but it's about can they time it correctly in terms of going to the team and still being able to, you know, be at the level to be a big contributor. At the moment, you think Andy Robertson's wages will be well beyond anything Celtic can afford. So it's quite a balance to strike for both player and club, depending on when exactly that move would, if it would ever happen.
I wouldn't worry too much about is he going to be a contributor. The top players these days are exceptional athletes. Andy Robertson is as fit as a fiddle, and he probably will be for the next 5-6 years. He looks after himself terrifically well. You can see that he hardly ever misses a game. He's always available for Scotland. I would have no problems whatsoever of him going to Celtic thinking, oh, he could only play X amount of games. So I don't think the timing will be something. I just can't see the two of them being at the same club.
John, what's the priority for Brendan Rodgers now in the sort of early stages of this window?
Well, I like the look of Andrew and Ross. I like the look of this boy, apparently for the Swedish boy. I've watched a bit of him. Well, don't get me wrong, you always see the good bits on YouTube and things like that. But I like the look of this boy. But there's talk as well about Leeds and I can't remember, was it Sunderland interested in Carter Vickers? I wouldn't mind him going. And obviously as well, and I think a lot of my Celtic fans, and the majority we meet, agree. I think Darovsky gets a raw deal with Brendan Rodgers. I think apart from Carter Vickers, he's the best defender there. Every time he's been asked to play for Celtic, he never lets Celtic down. And I don't want to but the bad mouth scales and Trusty, but I think Narovsky's a great player. It's just he doesn't seem to be in Brendan's plans. I know it's right and left footer he likes, but I know that what Brendan prefers. But I think, and apparently it's he's been linked by a return to Poland, but I hope it's not the case. I hope the big Narovsky stays.
Is that a tough one maybe to understand from the outside looking in, Ross? Because certainly when Mike Navratilova has gone in, he looks as if he's putting a good performance for Celtic, but he's just seems so far out the picture for Brendan Rodgers. And obviously Brendan Rodgers will see him every day in training. Managers have their own preferences. Are you surprised that the lack of game time he's had, given the performances he's put in and the fact that it maybe looks as if he might be away this summer?
Listen, John's spot on. I've been impressed by him, especially this season. Like you said, every time he's played, he's not let anyone down. I think Scales and Trusty both have had some errors in them this season. Narovsky's looked pretty solid to me. But listen, football these days, it basically just comes down to if the manager fancies you or not. And it really looks as simple as that the manager just doesn't fancy him. And for that reason, it's probably looking like the writing's on the wall and he should probably leave.
Well, thank you to John. Any more thoughts on that? Celtic fans, 01419511025. Rangers fans, I'd like to hear your thoughts on the ongoing transfer business. Of course, Lyle Cameron officially unveiled today. That wasn't news really, because we knew that pre-contract was signed in around February. But what about Max Aarons? What about Kwame Poku? What about potential deals and what you hope Russell Martin will do in the window? Maybe Kilmarnock fans or St Mirren fans out there want to talk about the business that has been done today as well. 01419511025. Get your calls in about that and we'll play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
This cannot go on. Ross McCormack still has his 100% record on Beat the Pundit for this summer, and you could be the one to put an end to it. Ring 01419511025 now for your chance to take on Ross McCormack at Beat the Pundit.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ross McCormick here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. And we want to hear from you as well. 0141 951 1025. Maybe you've got some thoughts to add to the Celtic fan we had before the break, who was making a good few points about the transfer window and what he wants to see from Brendan Rodgers. Maybe you're a Rangers fan looking at that transfer business and the fact that it looks as if it's heating up for Russell Martin in the transfer window. Max Ahrens, Kwame Poku, two players that are being heavily linked with potential moves to Ibrox. Lyle Cameron officially moving today as well after signing that pre-contract in February. Kilmarnock fans, St Mirren fans as well, a bit of business done for your teams today. 0141 951 1025. And remember, all this week, if you get onto the show, you'll go into the draw to win a pair of club badges for Ayr Racecourse's Summer Race Day, which is happening this Saturday. So surely there's a good few of you out there that want to be in with a chance of winning. All you need to do is phone in, make a point on air, and you'll be in the hat for the draw. 0141 951 1025. But first of all, it's time to do this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Ross McCormack's been pinching himself during the break because he's realised that he's got two wins from two. Can you continue? Can you keep this winning streak going?
I've got to be confident. I think 4-0 and 5-2, and I've got to be confident. But
you sound like you're trying to convince yourself to be confident rather than the fact you're actually confident.
I actually am, yeah. You're right, I actually am.
Trying to just talk it into existence. Right, Kenny is going to be up to play Ross McCormack. Kenny, have you played before?
I've played twice before, actually.
Who did you play?
I played Gordondale and Simon Donnelly. Gordondale beat me, but I beat Simon Donnelly.
Right, okay. That's an all right sample size to judge. We'll see how do you rate your chances against Ross?
Well, he was, in the actual season, he was not very great, but he's done well so far, so.
I know, he's a man in form at the moment.
It was my debut season on Super Scoreboard, so.
Is that it? It
was just forgive me that. It was nerves.
Getting the nerves out of the way, and yeah. Now you're one of the big hitters. You'll be challenging Roger Hanna, Andy Halliday next season, is that right?
I'm not sure about that one.
We'll see. Anyway, we'll put some Greatest Hits radio in the ear of Ross McCormack so that he can't hear us and he can't cheat. Kenny, it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well if that's going to help you out. Is that all good?
That's fine, cheers.
Let's go. Name any of the three Scots to have played for Borussia Dortmund.
Paul Lambert.
Former Motherwell defender Dan Casey signed for which English League One side?
I'll pass.
Which club did Kilmarnock's latest signing Jack Thompson play for previously?
Queen's Park.
Wrexham signed which Scottish striker yesterday?
Ryan Hardy.
Aberdeen host which recently relegated English Premier League side in the pre-season friendly?
Southampton.
What country will Scotland play Belarus in their World Cup qualifier later this year? Right, we will bring Ross McCormack back in. Can you hear us, Ross?
Yeah, I've got to say that's the worst playlist that I've heard.
Yeah, what was on?
I don't even know the
no
song.
No idea. To 70s, be fair, you were trying 70s, to play 60s. Along to a game that was on Clyde One, was it yesterday? And it was trying to guess the song from the first beat of it. And I think, did you send a voice note to one of the producers of you humming along to it, thinking you'd got the song?
Yeah, I thought I'd got the song, but I didn't know the song name, but I knew the little tune, so I sort of hummed it and sent it to producer John, but it wasn't the right one. No.
Let's hope that that's not a sign of how your Beat the Pundit is going to go as well. Right, 30 seconds on the clock for Ross McCormack. Let's go. Name any of the three Scots to have played for Borussia Dortmund.
Paul Lambert.
Former Motherwell defender Dan Casey has signed for which English League One side?
Pass.
What club did Kilmarnock's latest signing Jack Thompson play for previously?
Queen's Park.
Wrexham signed which Scottish striker yesterday?
Ryan Hardy.
Aberdeen host which recently relegated English Premier League side in a pre-season friendly?
Ipswich.
What country will Scotland play Belarus in their World Cup qualifier later this year?
Gibraltar.
Which Spanish side are supposedly interested in signing Andy Robertson?
Real Betis.
It's as if we didn't just talk about that in the last part of the show.
Who was it?
We'll get to that. We will get to that. Kenny, how do you think it went?
Well, I thought he was beating me until he said Real Betis, and I was like,
Right, we'll get to that. And by the way, we have the Super Scoreboard Awards that are ongoing, and we've had, that's not quite in the category of worst answer, but just given the context of the fact we talked about it 5 minutes ago, I'm amazed you didn't get that. Right, let's go through the answers. Name any of the three Scots to have played for Borussia Dortmund. You could have had any of Murdo McLeod, Paul Lambert and Scott Booth. You both got that, so it is 1-1. Former Motherwell defender Dan Casey signed for which English League One side? Neither of you said Wycombe Wanderers, which was the correct answer. So it stays at 1-1. Which club did Kilmarnock's latest signing Jack Thompson play for previously? Ross said Queen's Park. Kenny said Queen's Park. 2-2. You both got it correct. Wrexham signed which Scottish striker yesterday? You're matching each other because you both said Ryan Hardy. It goes 3-3. Aberdeen host which recently relegated English Premier League side in a pre-season friendly? You both went for recently relegated sides. Kenny said Southampton. Ross, you said Ipswich. Was that a guess?
Complete guess, yeah.
You had a 1-in-3 chance. And your luck was in somehow, because it was Ipswich. So it's 4-3 to Ross McCormack. What country will Scotland play Belarus in their World Cup qualifier later this year? Kenny passed that one. You said?
I said Gibraltar, didn't
Yep. And it is not Gibraltar.
Is it not?
It is Hungary. It remains 4-3 to Ross McCormack. And that was the end of the road for Kenny, which means that Ross McCormack wins again. However, a bit of shine is taken off that victory, because 5 minutes ago we discussed the fact that Andy Robertson has been linked heavily with a move to Atletico Madrid.
Oh yeah.
You remember now?
Yeah, how have I forgot that?
5 minutes ago. And you said Real Betis. I'd love to be able to take a point off for that, but that's sadly not the way it works. Hard lines, Kenny.
Sanchez.
I can't believe that.
Do you know why I went Real Betis as well? I thought, who's looking for a left back? And I know that Real Betis were looking at Junior Firpo at Leeds. So it was just a complete, it was a calculated guess. But how have I forgot that?
You've just overthought that completely.
Yeah.
Overthought it completely. But in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter, because it's a 4-3 win for Ross McCormack. It means that he's 3 wins from 3. He goes joint top of the table with Marvin Bartley. I think you've got an equal point difference as well of +8. So it's good going.
She played one more?
No, you've both played 3.
Is it?
And you've both got a point, 1-3 and got a point difference of +8. So pretty good going. And as I say, that could have potentially been in contention for worst beat the pundit answer of the season, but it's the summer tournament, so you're not in for that. We will get round to those later on, the Super Scoreboard Awards, where we look back on some of the best bits from the last season. Tonight we are awarding the worst beat the pundit answer, the worst beat the pundit fail of the season, and then we'll open up the new category a bit later on as well. But 0141 951 1025 to get your calls in tonight, whether it is the transfer activity that's going on at your club. Maybe you're a Rangers fan that's interested in the fact that Lyle Cameron has of course signed for the club officially today after that pre-contract agreement earlier on in the season. Max Aarons, Kwame Poku, what do you make of those as potential signings for Rangers? Celtic fans, what are you hoping to see Brendan Rodgers do over the next few weeks? Still wanting to hear from you Kilmarnock fans on those two signings today, and Greg Kilty coming back to the club. Jack Thompson, as we heard on Beat the Pundit, as joined from Queen's Park, and a signing for St Mirren as well. An interesting one, Jamaica international Richard King has signed. So maybe you're a St Mirren fan with some thoughts on that. And of course, if you call in and make a point throughout this week, you'll go into the draw to win a pair of club badges for Ayr Racecourse's Summer Race Day, which is happening this Saturday. So 0141 951 1025 on the phones. Let's take a look at that Rangers news from today. Just first of all, Lyle Cameron, we knew that was going to happen anyway, but officially in at the club, what do you make of that signing, that addition to the Rangers squad?
Yeah, I think it's a good signing. I've been saying for a while that they probably need a little bit more British blood, Scottish blood in the squad. He's a talented boy. I think he's, every time I've watched him play for Dundee, he's played really well. So no, I think it'll be a good signing.
Where does he fit into the squad? Do you see him getting quite a bit of game time? Is he someone that Rangers will hope will come in and maybe be more of a rotation option, and the fact he's only 22 can progress from there?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends really how he starts pre-season. He could end up flying and start in the team, and if he does really well, then he stays in the team. I probably looked at it last season when Conor Barron went to Rangers, thinking the same. Is he going to get in the team? Is he going to get see many minutes? And he ended up playing, you know, a large percentage of the season.
In terms of the you know, getting another Scottish player in the doors. You always feel that is important for every club in Scotland. There seems to be diminishing minutes for Scottish players for a lot of our Premiership clubs.
Yeah, and it's hard to balance it. I think for me, I watched Scotland under-21s play a couple of times last season, and to be honest, they didn't look great. So it's all right saying that you want Rangers and Celtic to go out and sign young Scottish players, but you know, if the players ain't there, then they ain't going to sign them.
01419511025. Any thoughts on that, or any thoughts on anything else? We'd like to hear from you. 01419511025. Just looking at those two potential signings as well, it looks as if Rangers are certainly hopeful of signing Max Ahrens, Kwame Poku. We'll take them one at a time. Max Ahrens, we talked a bit about last night, is at Bournemouth, was signed from Norwich, spent the second half of last season on loan at Valencia. What do you make of that as a potential signing for Rangers?
Well, I've actually seen him play a lot in the English Championship at Norwich. Fantastic player. Can play both right back and left back, so it'll be interesting to see where Russell Martin decides to play him. I would imagine it would be on the left. I can't see Tav coming out of the team.
No, do you think he's not really going in as competition for James Tavernier, or he'll be more...
No, listen,
as a left-sided player,
it will be competition. If Tav comes out of the team for whatever reason, a suspension, an injury, and Max Ahrens goes in there and plays really well, then he'll stay in the team. But I think at the start, I can just see him playing. I've seen him play left back a number of times, and he's been exceptional. What I will say is, though, if he is going to go to Rangers, when he comes up for the medical, do not let him leave until he signed, because he was doing a medical at Leeds and he ended up leaving and going to Bournemouth. So,
you've still got that gripe there, don't you, with your Leeds hat on.
Keep him in the medical room until he's signed.
In terms of Kwame Poku, he is a Peterborough winger who is out of contract, so that would be a cross-border compensation fee that he'd be moving for. Was Peterborough's player of the season last season, a winger? Is that a real area that Rangers need to look at, just given the options, or maybe lack of options, they have there now, especially with Vaclav Cherny, away from his loan spell?
Yeah, I think probably one of the main gripes that the Rangers faithful had last year was it was just so easy to play against. You know, they would just, teams would put in two banks of four and Rangers struggled to break them down. I think Poku offers that something a little bit different. Pace, trickery, he can really get at players, get by them. His end product's good. Just an exciting young player, probably similar to boy I played with a few years ago at Fulham, Moussa Dembele. Made the same move cross border, and it was a nominal fee. So I think it'd be something that should excite Rangers fans,
because those ones are just a bit more lower risk, aren't they? Of course, every signing comes with its risks, but if you're not having to pay, you know, a big fee, these cross border compensation fees tend to be around £300,000, £350,000. We've seen, as you say, Celtic did it with Moussa Dembele, Rangers did it with Joe Aribo as well, didn't they? So it means that Rangers aren't forking out a huge amount, but it could potentially, you know, we saw what both those players did for each of the clubs and were big assets.
Yeah, it's low risk, and I think obviously I don't think the wages will be too high as well, coming from League One in England, no disrespect. But also, if it doesn't work in the first year or whatever, given what he's done last year at Peterborough, you could probably still go out and loan and get more experience that way and come back an even better player. So no, it's a no-brainer for Rangers.
Well, Rangers fans, any thoughts on those potential signings, or any fans of any other clubs want to get in touch and talk to us about whatever is on your mind? 01419511025. Remember, you'll be in with a chance of winning those Ayr Racecourse summer race day tickets for this Saturday as well. There is, of course, the Champions League qualification second round draw tomorrow. Rangers involved in that. Potential opponents, Bran, Panathinaikos and Servette. How do you view Rangers' chances with those being the potential opponents?
Well, I think firstly probably Panathinaikos is the one that jumps out as the one that you probably want to avoid with the atmosphere and stuff that they create at the stadium. These qualifiers are huge for Rangers in terms of money that's going to come into the club. If they don't get into the Champions League, you would imagine that would mean they may be going to have to sell one or two of the prized assets, and unfortunately for Rangers fans, that for me, that means probably Raskin, Diamandé, people like that, Dessers, who has obviously been linked with a move this week. So I think it's imperative that they try and get into that Champions League.
When Rangers have missed out on that not only Champions League football, but Champions League money as well. And Celtic have been getting into it. How important is it for Rangers to get into the league phase? It's not going to be easy, of course, because they've got, you know, three qualifying rounds to get through before they get to that league phase. But the money in the Champions League is appears to be sort of growing season on season. It just allows Celtic to maybe flex their muscle more, doesn't it? If they're getting that Champions League money, of course they still need to qualify this year as well, but if they manage to get it and Rangers don't, which has happened in previous seasons, that would be, would that be a concern for Rangers?
Yes, it would be. I think it's been shown over the last few years that every year Celtic get into the Champions League, probably that gap stretches a little bit more between the clubs. I think what might be able to counteract that sort of difference of money being spent this year is the takeover and the 49ers Enterprises putting money in, but still I think it's imperative that they get to, and listen, they can, I think any team who are in the Champions League qualifiers will not want to be drawn Rangers.
Well, let's hear from you. 01419511025. We'll take more of your calls next, and we'll take a look at the Super Scoreboard Awards as well. Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Still time to get your calls in as well. 01419511025. We will dip into the Super Scoreboard Awards that we are doing this week a bit later on. But let's go to the phones. Craig is a Rangers fan in Moodysburn. Craig, what have you got for us tonight?
Yeah, it was just a couple of points. Thanks for taking my call on kind of Ross's points there just before the break there. I think James Tavernier, I don't think he's going to be playing the same amount of games he has, you know, in the last 5 years. I think that's pretty much a given. But I think the Max Aarons coming up the road, and by all accounts, pretty much a done deal. I think Tav's going to be moving in one. You know, he's going to be playing a majority of the games at right centre-back, which obviously, you know, that he's been tried before, and I think he's, you know, coped quite admirably, you know, there at Old Trafford especially. And I think for me, rather than punting Max Aarons to left-back, I think you're going to get, because by all accounts, from what I've, you know, tried to see at Russell Martin Southampton, he likes to have that kind of one wing back going high, you know, and that kind of other wing back coming in, you know, as an inverted one for, sorry for the Football Manager experts out there, if that's not the correct term, but I expect Max Aarons to be kind of like a clone, for want of a better word, of Tav, you know, about 10 years ago, going up and down the pitch. That's what I expect. And, you know, by all accounts, as I say, what I've tried to see, Russell Martin wants his two centre-halves to come out with the ball, so that would suit Tav. You know, he can come out from the middle of the back four with the ball. Okay, for me, it was interesting you mentioned Joe Aribo. That's very
we'll,
much
we'll
what
take that
mentioned.
Point first of all, Craig, and I'll let you move on to that one. Can you see James Tavernier being a starting centre-back for Rangers? We obviously, you know, you mentioned that he had some decent showings there last season. Could you see that being his position now going forward?
His starting position, no. I think, like I say, I think he's going to probably play, if you're talking about Rangers having European games and SPL games, etc., you know, 50, 60 games a season. I think this season you're talking about James Tavernier at 33, 34, playing 35 games a season, probably. I think he's not going to play every game. He'll play the big games. But I think if by what I've read and what I've seen, that Russell Martin is, you know, wanting Connor Cody and he's wanting that other, you know, person to be in the back four, I think, for me, obviously, you still get John Souter there. So, and obviously, Max Aarons hasn't played a lot of football as well. So, I'm not saying he's going to play every week, but it gives you that option. And I'm saying, for me personally, James Tavernier is not capable of going up and down the park like he used to do. I know the previous manager wanted him to come a bit more infield, and, you know, that suited him a wee bit more in certain games. But I think for me, Tav, I said this last season, towards the tail end of last season, if Tav's going to get a new contract for me, it's staying at Rangers as a kind of like a centre-half or slash second-choice right-back. But Max Aarons is one that excites me. And just before you move on that one, I think this is what you're going to see from the 49ers, is there's going to be a lot of these stories dropping and the player's going to be announced the following day or a couple of days later. because I was reading stuff about Leeds, and apparently that's what they do. They kind of, this name comes out of nowhere, and then, you know, the boys signed a couple of days later. But as Ross was saying, I saw Max Ahrens a lot, you know, when I was watching football a few years ago, and Man United wanted him, and, you know, all the top clubs wanted him. My only concern is it doesn't go the way that Todd Cantwell did, because, you know, he came up here with a big reputation and, you know, it didn't quite work out. But Max Ahrens is very exciting for me.
Yeah, listen, I think putting Todd Cantwell's name in there is probably not, maybe not the right thing to do. I think they're totally different characters. Cantwell's all about social media, as you've seen. Max Ahrens is really quiet. To go into the Tavern, listen, I know we have spoke at length time and time again about Tavernier, but up until 3 or 4 weeks ago, Tavernier could get up and down the pitch no problem at right back, and now all of a sudden he's not going to be able to. If Tavernier is fit, Tavernier will play right back. He's a club captain. He still delivers numbers which are very, very good. Russell Martin knows him. He's saying he's going to still be his captain. If he's fit, he plays, and I believe that he'll be fit enough to play nearly every game this season. He doesn't miss much training, many games. I see no problem with him. I mean, he's saying he can only play 35 games this year, and he's hoping that Rangers goes play 60, so I can't see him missing 25 games of the season. Can you, your club captain?
Craig, what was your next point you wanted to make?
Just on that, Ross, what was Tav's numbers last season compared to other ones?
Compared to the other seasons?
Yeah, do you think he was as effective as goals and assists last season?
No, he wasn't. No, but his numbers are still good, is what I'm saying. I think so, yes.
Compared to who?
Compared to... off the top of my head.
That's my point. We've been too reliant on James Tavernier for a number of years.
But that doesn't mean that you just take him out of the team, because in recent years you've been reliant on him and his numbers have dropped slightly last year. You don't just take him out of the team. You bring in other players to complement him.
That's what you do when a player's form or they get older. You do gradually move them out of the team to get... It happened to Brian Laudrup, it happened to Paul Gascoigne, it's happened to better players than James Tavernier.
But he's not losing any fitness, Tavernier. He's still fit as a fiddle.
No, I'm not saying that, but I mean, even Clement benched him for a while, didn't he, at the turn of the year?
Yeah, and I think at that point it was probably... You know, it was probably justified. A lot of people were calling for it. But for me to think that he's going to... I mean, you said there, if Rangers are going to play 50, 60 games, he can probably play 30. I can't see your club captain, if he's fit, not playing in, what, 30, 33% of the club's fixtures. I just can't see it.
No, but my point is, if you're bringing up somebody like Max Ahrens, he's going to be playing most weeks, you know, because there's probably an obligation in that loan contract that he's got to play a certain amount of games. And I know you're saying maybe move him to left back, etc. But I think there's a general consensus amongst Rangers fans that if James Tavernier was phased out the team, it wouldn't be the worst thing. But as I mentioned, he's performed really well at right centre half, you know. And by all accounts, Russell Martin's quite flexible with his team formations and things like that, where he wants to play. James Tavernier can still come forward with the ball in the middle of the park, as he did when Clement came into right centre half. So you're getting the best of both worlds if you've got James Tavernier and Max Ahrens in your team.
Well, thank you to Craig. We're going to have to leave that there, but a good debate between Craig and Ross there. Maybe you want to continue that tomorrow night, then we will be here for you from 6 o'clock. But we need to get into the inaugural Super Scoreboard Awards that we are doing throughout the week. First up, last night it was the worst Beat the Pundit answer of the season. Oh, look at that on the live stream as well. We've even got a graphic for it as well. The nominations were Mark Wilson for thinking the average age of a Scottish Premiership player was 2000. Roger Hanna thinking that it was a sycamore tree on the Motherwell badge instead of a fir tree, of course. They play at Fir Park. Gordon Dale for thinking the Rangers number 3 was Billy Dodds and not Ridvan Yilmaz. And Ross McCormack right here for reckoning there were 180 penalties given away. The winner, we did a vote on Twitter, we did a vote on Instagram as well, and the winner is, with 53% of the vote, Gordon DL. Does that surprise you, Ross?
Do you know what? Probably looking at it, the Dazzler's answer is probably one that you would think, right, okay, I get where that's coming from.
Because that was more to do with the wording, whereas everyone else's was...
Willow's was outrageous.
tooth.
Average age of tooth. That's
I have no idea what was going through his head at that point. But it is Gordon DL. I believe, I mean, he's not been seen for a while, Gordon DL, but I believe he sent in an acceptance speech, worried about this because he's been away on holiday. He's been pictured doing all sorts. So let's hear what he's got to say for himself.
Just like to thank everybody out there that voted for me for Super Scoreboard Award for the worst Beat the Pundit answer this season. To be fair, I thought I'd a lot worse ones than that, but I'll accept any award that's going. And I would just like to say to everyone who took the time, voted for me to win this fantastic award, get a right up the lotteries. Cheers, guys.
Yeah, I thought he was being a bit too gracious there at the start. We'll hear a bit more from Gordon DL on Thursday. Hopefully we're not having to use the bleep next time he's on as well. But we have another category to run tonight as well. This one is for Caller of the Year. Let's hear the nominations.
Penny, which team do you support?
Potty
Thistle. Yes. Oh. Yes, Aidan. Well, you might not be saying that after my next question. How's he done, Aidan, over the piece?
I think he's done well, but I think a new manager next season would be better.
Right. By the way, John in there cut Aidan half just now.
If Celtic get 50% more balls round about the pitches, is that not an unfair advantage?
Well, it depends who's throwing it. Is if it's the opposition's throwing it, it's an advantage to them, isn't it? And a disadvantage to Celtic.
If it doesn't make any difference at all, then why are Celtic at 50% extra then?
What do you mean? I'm saying it makes no difference. It's the same for both teams. So it's not like the ball goes out and they say, right, Aberdeen, you can only play with those 12 balls, but we're playing with these 18.
Rangers might not be kind of glorious now, but we'll get back to it. I've got a saying in our house, you can take the bear out the wild, but you'll never take the wild out the bear. But right now there's something totally, totally wrong. And sports science seems to be the buzzword that's getting this guy away with it. We'll be back.
I've just got this vision of Gordon DL sitting in Motherwell, Craig, listening to this show, writing that down.
You're not the guy who wore the Andy Halliday t-shirt.
For a wee bit of banter, I took my Andy Halliday scarf and my Halliday top. And of course, all the Motherwell fans have plastered it all over Facebook.
Well, you better believe it. I got sent it many times.
Ah, listen, I don't mind it, Barry. I heard you. I seen you and heard you during the warm up.
Yeah,
shout out like. I tend to ask me if you're
get
my
the
uncle.
Picture. Do we have the picture?
That's what it's all about, Ross. It's the callers that make the show. So we want to award the caller of the year. Was it Partick Thistle supporter Aidan having a go at Mark Wilson? Was it Scott and his criticism of Celtic's multi-ball system? Was it Craig and his household saying of you can take the bear out the wild, but you can't take the wild out the bear? Or was it Andy Halliday's biggest fan, Barry? You can vote for your favourite on our social media now. On Twitter, it's @ClydeSSB. On Instagram, it's @Clyde1SSB. And we'll reveal the winner and the new category tomorrow night. Ross McCormack, what are you voting for in there?
I'm going to go for the Partick Thistle fan.
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah,
just because he got a real dig at Mark. I wonder how he's feeling now. I wonder if he's a bit more optimistic for the season with Mark in charge. Or
Willow won't care as long as he's bought a season ticket.
That is true. That is true. But we will, as I say, we'll be back tomorrow night and we will give you the winners of that. I will be here with Scott Allen from 6 o'clock and you can join us. You can get your calls in like we did tonight. Thank you for those calls. Thank you for getting involved in social media and for watching on the live stream as well. Thanks to Ross McCormack for joining me in the studio. It's Callum Gallagher. That's up next.